Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, loyal listeners, this is Ringside Chaos, the pro wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Paint Train Pipe Bomb Productions. Quite frankly, the best and most passionate pro wrestling podcast in the world today. Yes, I did say that. I am that confident in myself. So ladies and gentlemen, I think we are done wasting time with the intro. Let's get right to it. First things first, I regret to inform you that Tony Trujillo of the Great Girth Podcast is unable to join me. It's all good. In his case, family comes first. Totally accept it. Totally agree with it. Family does indeed come first. But you know what? The show must go on. But don't you worry. Tony will be on the show again. Same thing with Mr. Braverman. And for those of you recently that have been so happy about Ricky coming back, I did in fact talk to Ricky and I told him, Ricky, the listeners love you. You need to be on the show more. And he is going to be on the show more. I promise you. Now, I didn't actually watch this event, the New Japan Pro Wrestling Windy City Riot event. Now, thankfully, there are some highlights, and I do say some highlights. You know, I've said for a long time, and Ricky's even told me about it, that obviously in our case, getting some footage about from New Japan and keeping up with New Japan, it's quite a challenge, but I've told Ricky many times, well, challenges is kind of our thing. We take challenges, we thrive on challenges, it's our thing. So here I am. Well, obviously the highlight of the show, what some would say, is the fact that Jon Moxley is the new IWGP World Heavyweight Champion. As a matter of fact, the interesting thing about it is that he is actually the first man to hold the WWE title, the AEW World title, and the New Japan World title. You know, and just recently at WrestleMania, when Cody became the new Undisputed Champion, he actually became the fourth wrestler overall to win the NWA World title as well as the WWE title. The other three, one of them is AJ Styles, the other will be Ric Flair, and I believe the first one to have done it was Buddy Rogers way back in the 60s. Obviously in the ancient times. It's good to know these particular interesting facts about professional wrestling, and especially with Jon Moxley. You know, ever since he's been doing his own thing, since leaving WWE, it's really been great. Well, I'll never forget, and Jon Moxley is, now I will talk a little bit more about the Windy City Riot, so don't you worry, y'all. Now, I remember in January when the Battle in the Valley took place, Jon Moxley actually defeated Shingo Takagi in a no disqualification match, and after the match, he issued the challenge to then IWGP champion Tetsuya Naito. And I hope I said that correctly because you all know me, I do not like butchering names. So the match was made official, it took place at the Windy City Riot, and Jon Moxley became champion. And after the match, and I really should have saved this for the last because you saved the best for last. Well, after the match, Jon Moxley obviously cuts a bit of an emotional promo, all right? It kind of seems like that's been the case, so. But obviously, Jon Moxley got attacked by Ren Narita. Attacked him with some sort of a steel pipe or something like that, like some sort of weapon. But Narita obviously attacked Moxley, and from what I understand and what we saw, he's obviously going to declare himself as the first challenger for Moxley. And of course, Moxley was saved by Yumino, who actually worked a match earlier against Jack Perry. So Shota Yumino made the save. So it's definitely a good way to close the match. Well, to close the show, rather. And Ren Narita actually had worked earlier in the opening match. He defeated Minoru Suzuki. The match actually didn't last too long. The match lasted about 8 minutes, but Ren Narita defeated Minoru Suzuki. Well, it's always good to, I swear to God, It's always good to see Minoru Suzuki, isn't it? You know, as I mentioned earlier, every time I think about the fact that Jon Moxley is the first wrestler to hold the WWE title, AEW title, and now the IWGP World title. Incredible. Now, I forgot to mention in the promo that Moxley actually endorsed Shota Umino to be his first challenger. And like I said, Ren Narita came out and attacked him with a steel bar. And I feel like an idiot right now for not pronouncing the guy's name correctly, but Ren Narita, you know, who had earlier beaten Suzuki, you know, and look at Shota Umino, who actually defeated Jack Perry. And speaking of Jack Perry, there's definitely a couple of talking points that I will have to address. Now, let's not forget, speaking of Shota Umino, he was actually attacked by Jack Perry way back at the Windy City. And that's when Jack Perry actually made his first appearance for New Japan Pro Wrestling. And of course, in that segment, he ripped up what appeared to be his AEW contract. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Yeah, all this talk about the footage between CM Punk and Jack Perry, you know what? I'm just not going to, okay? Because it's that kind of stuff. In my case, it's unwanted drama. Unwanted drama is just, well, unwanted. So, and at the end of the day, what I really want is for Jack Perry and for CM Punk to work things out. You know, and everybody's got their opinions based on what happened. Everybody saw the video. But I will say this, because this was shared, and apparently some people who are obviously taking this to kind of hate on Jack Perry, some people obviously decided to take things to a whole level that is so ghastly that I really shouldn't even mention it on this program. But for those of you that know what I'm talking about, you know, if you know, you know. Again, in this particular case, I just don't like that it's happening, and I gotta be honest with you, as far as Jack Perry goes, I really, really like what he's doing right now, because now that he's a full-fledged heel, I like saying that, a full-fledged heel, basically, we saw the good in him when he in the Jungle Boy persona, but I really like that now he's dropped that persona, because as I said on this program before, I'm really actually excited about the fact that we're seeing the very villainous side of Jack Perry. Now, Jack Perry, in a sense, has kind of responded back to CM Punk, because we saw the jacket that Jack Perry wore at this show and what was written on the back of the jacket. Cry me a river. And not to mention that the scapegoat t-shirt, you know, if you want to understand, I think that Jack Perry's recent t-shirt is actually the most... It's actually the most sold merch right now. I mean, that's something. So it's good to see that despite all that drama, I mean, things seem to be working fine as far as Jack Perry is concerned. But Jack Perry, again, the match with Umino. He did say about 4 hours. Yeah, a scapegoat t-shirt. He said that there's a new design that's been fully restocked. So. On a scapegoat shop, huh? So, like I said, it seemed. and I'm looking at the entrance right now. I mean, two dudes with riot shields. Man, he comes out. He comes out in the Chicago flag. I mean, this show was in Chicago. So of course, Jack Perry is gonna take advantage of the situation to kind of basically fire shots back at CM Punk. Now looking at it, there's a sign that says Justice for Jungle Boy, and one of the dudes wearing the riot gear and the riot shield actually nodded to that fan. So now as I'm looking at it, once again, Jack Perry coming out with the Chicago flag, and you know, and wearing that jacket, and really just really working up the crowd, man. I'm telling you, Jack Perry really is taking advantage of such a great opportunity. And yeah, according to Wrestling News, yep, Jack Perry, a top merch seller. Did I just say merch seller? But Jack Perry, yeah, a top merch seller, because the scapegoat t-shirt sold out, although, as I just mentioned a few hours ago, Jack Perry announced that it's been restocked with some new designs. So I'm glad that, you know, this particular, even though this is unwanted drama, in Jack Perry's case, it's a golden opportunity for him to kind of help himself get more over as a heel and to grow his stock and to grow his status. You know, it could even come to the point where Tony Khan is going to have no choice but to make amends with Jack Perry, and I seriously hope that they're working on that right now. Now, there's been some reports and rumors that they've spoken or yada yada yada. I've not fed into that right now because I just don't know what to believe. So, as far as Jack Perry and Tony Khan go, well, like I said, I just hope that they can work things out, you know, in the future, because, you know, although one source says that Tony Khan did say that Jack Perry is doing great things in New Japan, so, oh boy, yeah, but of course, a lot of fans are kind of frustrated at Tony Khan for this handling the situation. But like I said, as far as I'm concerned, I want things to work out for the best for Jack Perry. I want things to work out for the best for CM Punk, for Tony Khan, for AEW. You know, like I said, unwanted drama is unwanted. Don't know. I can't think of a better way to say it. So obviously Jack Perry doesn't, you know, and I think during the match, he actually to take another shot at CM Punk, you know, try to perform the go to sleep, all only to be countered, and that's what kind of led to his defeat. But I've got to tell you, Shota Umino and Jack Perry, I saw the highlights and I just remembered that particular spot. So sometimes it's hard because, you know, doing homework before an episode, especially going, you know, since I'm going solo because I was planning to go with a guest, so that we were planning on talking about that extensively. Well, Shota Umino and Jack Perry worked one hell of a match. So did Mustafa Ali, who defeated Hiromu Takahashi. You know, the Bullet Club going against the team of Eddie Kingston, Homicide, and the United Empire, Jeff Cobb and TJ Perkins, in a Riot Rules match. Zack Sabre defeating Matt Riddle to become the new Japan Pro Wrestling World Television Champion. Nick Nemeth beating Tomohiro Ishii. Man, this card is just heavily stacked. Heavily stacked. Now, I will say this. I'm still bummed that my boy Eddie Kingston recently lost the Ring of Honor World Championship as well as the AEW Continental Championship, but he's still the strong openweight champion, I believe. Now, at Battle of the Valley, Eddie Kingston actually worked a match with Gabe Kidd, although the match ended in a double countout. And of course, at the time, Kingston was defending all three of the titles. So, man, so basically, so for this match, actually, Gabe Kidd and Eddie Kingston actually served as captains for the respective matches. So Gabe Kidd was the captain for the Bullet Club team, and then Eddie Kingston was captaining his side. Now, Eddie Kingston and Homicide actually have there's a bit of history right there between the two. So. And Zack Sabre Jr. beating Matt Riddle for the New Japan World Television Championship. Man, and Nick Nemeth working with Tomohiro Ishii, one hell of a match, you know. And of course, Nemeth is actually currently signed to TNA Wrestling. So as part of it, you know, he's also making appearances on the Indies as well as New Japan. So it's good to see him working non-exclusively, because I feel like, you know, when you work, you know, as a freelancer, or if you sign a contract with a company and that particular company has working relationships with Japan, AEW, Ring of Honor, etc., 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 which allows you to make appearances on other shows, it really just gives you the ability to work as a freelancer as well. Even though you're particularly signed to one company, you can still work outside of it because of working relationships. And that's good for professional wrestling. Because you see one wrestler who can make an impact in Japan, he can also make an impact wrestling, or TNA Wrestling, which is now called, but I still sometimes call it Impact Wrestling because I'm still trying to get used to that. But the bottom line is, a wrestler that signs a contract, even though he particularly signs with one company, he's still able to freely go around and work for other promotions that have partnerships with that company. That's good for pro wrestling. And then, of course, the main event was Jon Moxley defeating Tetsuya Naito to become the new IWGP World Champion. Oh, boy. I really got to tell you, in my case, to get the chance to cover more New Japan Pro Wrestling, you know, it's an absolute blessing. Because how many times have I said that, you know, how many times have I basically kind of explained the sort of pro wrestling fan that I am? And because I always welcome the opportunity to learn and discover particular things about other promotions, like 3 years ago, me and my friend Chris Rex, when we were in Tampa for WrestleMania, I went to, you know, he took me to a couple of indie shows, one of which was Bloodsport, which I love dearly. As a matter of fact, Moxley was in the main event, and he cut a great promo after the match. That promo is, in fact, on my YouTube channel. Just look for the Bear of Texas, and it's in there. Just look at my pro wrestling content playlist. And, you know, not only that, but, of course, I was introduced to Jeremy Gomez, you know, Generation Championship Wrestling, and Jeremy Gomez is wonderful guy. Haven't been able to speak to him much. Haven't really had a chance to speak to Chris lately, but Chris is kind of starting a new program, and I'm actually going to be doing my best to support him. For those of you that don't remember, I formerly had a show with Chris Rex, and, well, that story is that. I really don't want to visit that because I've moved past this, and, you know, and whatever Rex has got going on in the future, I'm going to do my best to help him out. I'm going to listen to his work, share it out. You know, I want to do my best for Chris because I want what's best for Chris Rex. So, you know, that just goes to show that despite what's happened in the past, we got to focus on the future. Like, we got to stay positive. So, Chris and I have our own program. You know, I've got Ringside Chaos. He's got the Chris Rex show now going on. As far as his wrestling show, the Four Corners Podcast, I'm really not entirely sure what's up with that, but I'm sure that on the first episode of the Chris Rex show will actually air this week. I believe it'll be on Wednesday, so it's gonna be on Mixcloud. So y'all be sure to tune into that, and I'm sure Chris will provide us with an update. So Chris, if you happen to listen to this, just so you know, I'm gonna be helping you out, brother. Gonna be helping you out to the best of my ability. So yep. Yep, he actually did say, yep, the Chris Rex Show debuts on Wednesday, so y'all be sure to tune in on that. It's going to be on Mixcloud, of a part of Pain Train Pipe On Productions, April 17th at 3:30, so y'all be sure to tune in. So, anyway, so that's because I kind of got off topic, but when Chris kind of introduced me to the concept of independent wrestling, I've been fully in love with it since, and of course, you know, big part of it, you know, with Pele Pro Wrestling. I've had the owner, you know, Pele Pro Wrestling. I've had Kyle Hessler on the show, I've had Chandler Hopkins on the show, and of course, DFW All Pro Wrestling, VIP Pro Wrestling here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So you can just tell that I've fully embraced independent wrestling, you know, and I fully embrace pro wrestling as a whole. So, like I said, I'm a pro wrestling fan, which means I follow all the promotions to my best of my ability. I cover them all to the best of my ability, and I appreciate the hell out of all of them. You know, it's like Adam Copeland said in his promo, this is a great time to be a pro wrestling fan. Pro wrestling needs to be greatly appreciated, and my God, it needs to be celebrated. Adam Copeland couldn't have said it better himself. So, that's that. Now, I should mention that according to this, the Wrestling Observer, Moxley is not a full-time performer with New Japan. So, I'm not entirely sure what that means as a status as champion. I would imagine if they put the belt on him, that could mean that he could be making more and more appearances. Now let's not forget, AEW has a big relationship with New Japan. So, I would love to see Moxley work against a New Japan talent here on AEW programming, and I'm sure he's going to travel to Japan, you know, and work with some of their best stars and defending the title. So, I mean, John Moxley as champion, to me, it's always an exciting thing because that means there's going to be some big matches coming up. You know, quite frankly, you know, something I would love to see. I would love to see John Moxley defend the IWGP title against Eddie Kingston. That would be huge. Maybe against Adam Copeland. Maybe you do a champion versus champion match against Samoa Joe in an AEW Dynamite main event. So these are just ideas, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm not sure what the upcoming dates are for New Japan Pro Wrestling, especially here in the United States. But I'm sure that they got it all figured out. So, but as far as excuse me, I kind of lost my lost my focus. But as far as the IWGP title, well, considering that Moxley is not a full-time performer for the promotion, I would imagine he's not going to be champion for an extremely long time. I would say maybe a few months. I don't know. Man, I really honestly don't know. So, but I gotta tell you, several titles were defended. You know, Stephanie Vaquer, and again, I hope I said that correctly. She defended the Strong Women's Championship. She successfully defended it. So, man, you know, of course, there was actually a Four Corners tag team match for the Strong Openweight Tag Team Championship. So. And we have, and they basically, at the show at the Windy City Riot, new Strong Openweight Tag Team Champions were crowned. A team known as TMDK, Shane Haste and Mickey Nichols became the new champions. They defeated a team of Fred Rosser and Tom Lawler, the West Coast Wrecking Crew against the Gorillas of Destiny. Man, a lot of talent that I'm really honestly not familiar with. So again, I mean, this is the opportunity to learn about it, so. But I gotta tell you again how stacked this card is and the great main event. Moxley's post-match speech, you know, him being attacked by Ren Narita, and then, you know, him being saved by Shota Umino. I would imagine those are two title defenses already. So I would imagine the first one's gotta be against, well, I wouldn't be surprised if the first one was against Shota Umino and it ends maybe in a no contest because Ren Narita interferes, so. So obviously, I'm convinced already that Ren Narita and Shota Umino were obviously two challengers that will be facing Moxley for the title. So those are two matches right there. So, but we'll just have to wait and see. But I gotta tell you, this match, I mean, seeing all the highlights, I mean, seeing Zack Sabre Jr. beat Matt Riddle for the New Japan World Television Championship, that's amazing. Nick Nemeth beating Tomohiro Ishii, the Bullet Club going against Eddie Kingston, Homicide, and the United Empire. You know, seeing the United Empire without Will Ospreay as the leader, that's actually pretty interesting. Because I was so wondering, because when Will Ospreay had officially finished all of his New Japan commitments, what did it mean for the future of the United Empire? But seems like they're doing fine. But what a show. What an event. I mean, Jon Moxley did great. Nick Nemeth, Mustafa Ali, I mean, the show, I mean, I tell you, the card just highly stacked. And even though there's a handful of talent that I'm not familiar with, still, you know, just seeing it, and based on the reactions on social media, it was a hell of a show. So, man, and from the highlights that I saw, you know, obviously I'm kind of saying to myself, well, while I am blessed and I'm grateful that a certain amount of highlights are available for the time being, because, you know, they could always disappear or it gets just hard to find them, you know, I was able to do enough to do the show, but even though I was supposed to have a guest on, unfortunately he had to back out because of family commitments, it's no problem, so I was glad I was able to do it. So, once again, a challenge that I had to overcome, and here I am. So, great show. Jack Perry's impact, the entrance, everything, the jacket, Cry Me a River, the scapegoat t-shirt. Basically, you know, the status with Jack Perry despite all the unwanted drama. Some would say this may be the biggest moment, this may be the biggest opportunity of his career. So, you know, it could go so well that Tony Khan's going to have no choice but to make things right with Jack Perry. So, again, congratulations to Moxley on becoming the new IWGP champion. Congratulations to Zack Sabre, New Japan television champion. Didn't expect Matt Riddle to lose, but, well, I would imagine, you know, Matt Riddle, who's actually officially signed to Major League Wrestling, I wonder if because of that he had to maybe drop the belt. I mean, I don't know. I mean, as far as I know, Major League Wrestling does, in fact, have partnerships with a couple of promotions in Japan. I believe, I'm not sure which one. I mean, I would imagine there may be a bit of a relationship with New Japan, obviously, because if he signed to MLW and able to work with New Japan, I would imagine that MLW and New Japan have a working relationship, but I know that MLW, I believe with Pro Wrestling Noah, maybe, but I know that MLW has connections and, I think, working relationships with several promotions in Japan, so, again, that's just the beauty of covering pro wrestling also outside of WWE, so, you know, my case, a lot of pro wrestling for me to talk about, and I'm very, very grateful. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find Ringside Chaos anywhere you get your podcasts. So please, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. That way, I know for sure that you're not going to be missing out on any exciting upcoming content. Thank you very, very much for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good one, and God bless.